This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you, Keith Cam, for the news. My name is Rich Bradbury. This, of course, is Enterprise Biz Bites on this Friday, the 24th of August. We're just after 12 o'clock. I'm in the studio with...
Audrey Raj.
Arvind Varaj.
With you, as usual, until 1 o'clock. So, stories lined up for you today. Ooh, it's a good one. So, I walked into the studio earlier on whilst Frida was in there. And, well, this is a story that actually came out of Singapore on the 19th. And it's a story that I don't think... I think we must have missed it. Otherwise, we would have talked about it, I think. Where Singapore have said that they want their hawker culture to be UNESCO listed. So we're going to have a discussion about that. I asked you guys what you thought about it, and, you know, how do we feel? There's actually been quite a bit of feedback already, unsurprisingly, via Twitter and via the other platforms. Please do get back to us. Get us on WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, or get us on Twitter or on Insta Story at BFM Radio. Then we're moving on to story number two, why no one at GM is allowed to walk around on their smartphones. Interesting little story there. Story number three, would you rather have more time or more money? That's like the never-ending question. It comes around
this is a real tough one.
Every other day. Story number four, the future of food and how it will change us.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. No Netflix story today?
No.
Wow.
Maybe it is. Maybe it is Netflix story.
Although I did see something posted yesterday where somebody has posted a little hack which is supposed to, you know, they're talking about putting in ads for their new movies and stuff as you're watching the
when
movie.
When you binge, yeah.
Or
yeah,
when
yeah.
you binge.
Yeah,
there's a way of getting around that so you don't have to look for those advertisements.
Oh.
Or as other people say, advertisements. Anyway, so here we go. Singapore will be nominating its rich hawker culture for UNESCO's representative list of the intangible cultural heritage of humanity, say their Prime Minister, Lee Hsien Loong. He said during the Republic's National Day rally on Sunday, August the 19th, that Singapore's hawker centres were its community dining rooms and are, quote, a unique part of the country's heritage and identity. So, if it's successful, it will join the ranks of Malaysia's Mak Yong Theatre up in Kelantan, Indonesia's Batik, and India's Yoga on the world stage. He also went on to say it's to help safeguard and promote this unique culture for future generations. So by 2027, there will be 127 hawker centres in Singapore. Is there space for 127 hawker centres? Just
curious. They make space.
I don't know how they're
going
to do it.
They're very compact. I mean, if you've been to Singapore and you've been to any of their hawker centres, even the one in the airport,
right,
they're very compact.
So, of course, this was released by The Star just a few days ago, and they posted it on their Facebook page. And as Malaysians are wont to do, they had some comments regarding, you know, whether... Anyway, there's been a couple of celebrity chefs who have piped up. Of course, Chef Wan has said that this it was arrogant behaviour. People who lack confidence in their food will go all out to do these things for recognition. It's not necessary to announce to the world that you have to do this or that. That's Chef Wan's opinion, not my opinion. That's definitely Chef Wan's opinion. Reading through some of the tweets that I've seen, Fikri Hassim says, hawker or food court culture? I'm confused in terms of hawker food. I think Thailand and Indonesia are the most vibrant. Chris Wata has said, Malaysia, Indonesia, Thailand, Vietnam have a more authentic hawker culture, more tasty and vibrant too. Singapore is Malaysian, Indian and Chinese food, isn't it? Some people are a little bit more biting. Ju Lee has said, just because the people clearing the trays are old doesn't make the food court a heritage site.
That's my favourite comment.
So biting, you guys. So biting. So there's all kinds of opinions about this. I mean, yeah. But genuinely, how do we feel about this in the studio?
I mean, on the surface, it looks like a bad idea. I mean, you can't claim that, you know, hawker foods or hawker centres are uniquely Singaporean when we know that they exist in other places, like Malaysia and other places around the world, like, you know, that use hawker centres as a way, as their culture, and it's been around for ages and it's like a tourist attraction and stuff. So it's not uniquely Singapore. Mm. And if it's not uniquely Singapore, then it can't be like a UNESCO heritage site or something like that. But on the flip side, if you look at the way Singapore is developing and how they are losing out on some older culture, it makes sense that they want to protect it with a UNESCO badge.
Okay.
You know? because a lot of the younger people in Singapore are not moving into in that direction. A lot of them are going overseas, and a lot of them are sort of embracing technology faster than any other country in Southeast Asia. So if you look at it from that perspective, then they might lose out on their hawker culture itself. They might lose out on their food culture. And when you lose out on food culture, then you lose out on tourists.
And culture.
Yeah, and culture. And you lose out on authentic, on something that's very authentic to your history. So if you want to protect it that way, then you need something as big as UNESCO to sort of step in and go like, this is heritage and, you know, it shouldn't be touched. So more people will find it sort of glamorous to keep doing this moving forward.
Odds.
Okay, I'm trying to give our neighbors down south the benefit of the doubt. Okay, like what is it that they find so unique about their hawker culture when you compare it to Malaysia, Indonesia, Vietnam, Thailand? I guess it would come down to hygiene. I think it would come down to cleanliness. It would come down to how everyone cleans up after themselves, which is not something that we've noticed in our neighboring countries.
You mean
right?
The way they put their paper towels on the table to reserve a spot?
Exactly.
Yeah, but you know, that's the thing. That's one thing that's different with the Singapore hawker centres, right? Because everything is very clean. Everyone cleans up after themselves. They take care of the space that they eat in, as they would expect other people to care for that space as well, because it's a communal area. It's a community dining room, like Prime Minister Hsien Loong says. So I think that is what they're trying to safeguard here and claim as their hawker culture. Not exactly that hawker center itself being that culture. That's not what they want to put a badge on.
Okay.
I think they're talking about the culture in a hawker center.
Okay, so to kind of dilute them, what we're saying is Singaporean hawker culture is people gathered in a communal eating space, a clean communal eating space. And that is what they should register with UNESCO.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to say is their mannerisms, what they do at the hawker center, you know, because it's different. Like, even when I go to Singapore, like, I clean up after myself. I make sure the table is clean once I'm done with it. I put away all my utensils, my bowls, you know. And I think that's something that we don't necessarily do here. Even at, like, the very atas hawker centres, we don't clean up after ourselves. You know, we're supposed to be doing that in fast food joints as but we don't.
Interesting.
But that's something that I've noticed everyone do in Singapore.
Okay, but just, like, if we look at it in another way, would we be this upset if Penang said the same thing? If they said, like, oh, Penang should be like a UNESCO heritage site,
you know? Because you pit me to the post. That was going to be something I was going to bring up later on in the show. And I think a lot of KLites would probably say, hey, what are you doing? But I think Penang would be justified in doing that.
Yeah, but why?
Even Malacca would be justified in doing that, I would say.
So it's okay if Penang says that they want to designate one of their hawker centres as a UNESCO heritage site?
I mean, I'm speaking as strictly as a non-Malaysian here and looking as a tourist. You know, the areas that for me strike me as being places uniquely Malaysian and having that hawker heritage would be Malacca and Penang.
Okay.
I would agree with you, Rich.
Right? But as I'm saying, I'm sitting on the fence on this one because I live here and my work permit is determined by my speech on this radio station. So what I'd like, ladies and gentlemen, is for you to feedback and let us know what you think about this. I mean, let's have a discussion without it just being about Singapore bashing, you know, because we've done that time and time again for fun or whatever. So the point is, Singapore want their hawker culture to be on the UNESCO Cultural Heritage List. They say it's to help to safeguard and promote this unique culture for future generations. Malaysia, how do you feel about this? Let us know. 018-789-8899 or get us on Twitter or on Insta Story at BFM Radio. We've got a bunch of messages. We'll get to those after this little music break. We've got some white denim coming up with custard pie here on Enterprise Biz Bites on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.